Thank you. My idea for a better world is simply for everyone to go out and pick up a fruit. It is small things that could change us, and if we change ourselves, then I'm sure we will change the world. If you are like me, city dwellers in a large city, I live in a city of over 2 million people, you'll find this is no easy task. It's very hard just to go out there and find a real tree with real fruits. All you could do is to go to a supermarket and buy some fruits. And if we do that, we realize how far removed we are from nature. We are using, in fact, the products of industry rather than the products of nature. So go out, pick a real fruit from a real tree and see for yourself how interesting and complex and tasty nature is. So I think we could change the world if we know nature a little better.
Kathleen, thank you very much. And there's something very special about fruit, isn't there, in comparison to most foods? Because you can mostly pluck it and consume it raw. It's sweet, so it's got a delicious taste. It's often very colourful, and it's good for you. So I suppose I was thinking, what would I choose? I think I'd choose a raspberry, or perhaps for this time of year, a blackberry. But I'm alarmed at the thought that I'd have to walk to get this fruit, because there are lots of blackberry bushes in Britain, but to walk from central London, it would take me several hours.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah.
That's the point. OK, what about you, Robert Service?
Well, I quite fancy this idea. I live quite near the River Lea in East London, and actually a lot of immigrants to London go out over the marshes, and they are picking things out of the ground that I have no idea what they...
Mushrooms, perhaps.
Sometimes it's mushrooms, sometimes it seems to be grassy things. They are definitely bringing over a culture that...
Yeah, you can make a salad
connected
with these grassy things sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know then. Yeah, yeah. You'd be all right in East London.
Never pick from there, actually.
What about you, David Kilcullen?
Well, you know, the idea appeals to me. I'm a pretty famous tree lover, as it happens. But I guess my question would be, who owns this fruit? You know, I mean, I spend a lot of time working in the highlands of Papua New Guinea, and you can go out and think you're in a piece of virgin jungle and see fruit on the trees. But you know what? Somebody owns that fruit, and you better be very careful.
You mean this is
about
a license
how they react to you picking it?
It's a license for small boys to climb over the walls into the orchard.
Well, I wouldn't like to admit to having done that, but
confess.
There are ownership issues.
So private property took over the world, even in the jungles of Borneo.
You know, I have Absolutely. Another question for you, though, Kathleen. What about people living in difficult environments, say the Arctic, where it's snowy for 10 months of the year and most of the food has to be imported? Would you allow them to pick fruit grown hydroponically in hothouses, or does that not count?
Probably that would not count in my frame of reference. But they could pick other things. I mean, I'm sure. I'm not aware
moss.
About the Arctic environment. I think that's
you might
really
be able
tough.
To find moss in the heart of the winter, but otherwise that's a tough one. Yeah. Well, I think there's general benign feeling about your 60-second idea this week, Kathleen, from around the table. And if you're listening and want to get in touch about any aspect of the programme, the 60-second idea or anything else, do contact us. You can find us at bbcworldservice.com/forum, where you can also browse the forum archive and podcast, the 60-second idea, or indeed the whole show.